Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Everyone, and welcome to Messages of Light. I am your host, Amanda Dowell. Today we have a very special guest. She has been gifted from the age of 7, just like I was gifted from the age of 7 as well. And I'm really just very happy to have her here. And her name is Carol Tolan. She is a wonderful friend of mine who I think I've been in contact with in the past several times before when we've had expos, but there was really something different about her at an early age, and she could hear messages from people who had crossed over, and it seemed as if they were alive. I totally understand what she's talking about. She's also done this with her friends' pets and her own pets, where she could tell when they were hurting and when things were going on. And she's had this psychic experience for a very long time, just seeing things in her mind like a black and white dog getting hit by a truck and knowing street names. And 3 weeks later, things would happen. And it was like she just knew things would automatically happen. And, you know, for as much as it is that people would believe it was evil, it's really quite a gift. So it's nice to know that Carol knew who she was and she could express herself. And so, you know, growing up as a teen, it was very hard, I can imagine. We'll have to talk to her about that to see what it felt like. Because, you know, here she's indicated that she felt scared and very depressed and worried, and she would pretend to be happy, but not really. And, you know, something else that's really cool is she has done dancing. She's been an entertainer and a peacemaker. She's really funny. She's very gifted. And she works with people in their late teens, and she's helped them through things as well. And she can work with chakras like the solar plexus. She's had cards made that she, you know, could accept herself with doing readings and things like that. So she's really blossomed. And, you know, it's great because the work that she's done here, she's really a psychic. And she has tons of humor. She's just so expressive and so excited that I'm just so excited to have her. She studied with a Lakota Indian chief also, which is very exciting. And she's been written about in the New Jersey Business Journal. She just astonishes everybody in medium galleries. And it looks like she's done some writing and TV shows, and she's been a personal coach. She's done lots of in-person readings, and she's done animal communication. She's a medical intuitive and empowerment coach. I love the combination, empowerment coach and intuitive. This is amazing. And most clients who have sessions with her, they feel lighter and happier, and she even just gives certificates to people, gift certificates. That's really something great for the holidays, too. I'm running specials as well. And she helps adults and children to receive whatever they need to have coming to them. So she puts humor into it. I just love her bio here and how everything sounds, and it's very exciting. So with that, I'm actually going to bring her live. You can check out Carol's website before we do that at the Carol Tolan Psychic Experience.com, and you can phone in at 347-237-5339. That is our call-in number, and that's Carol's website. And if you're interested in my specials, you can email me at starwaya, W-A-Y-A, at hotmail.com. I'm just so excited I've got to bring Carol live now because she's just done so much for humanity. Welcome to the show, Carol.
Holy mackerel, that person sounds terrific. I love how you said all those things. I'm going to have to start saying that myself. Thanks, Amanda. I am thrilled.
Well, you're very welcome. I really like what you do. I think it's interesting that you started out with an amazing gift and that you worked with a Lakota Indian. But what I also find great is you've been able to help other people with this as well, to work with what they have too.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. I remember when I was 13, I said to my mother, because my mother was only interested in what I looked like, you know, fix your hair, put the right makeup on, blah, blah, blah. And all I cared about was somebody would listen to what I had to say. I told her at 13, and I can remember and I can visualize sitting at that kitchen table saying, you know what, when I'm older, I'm going to help all the children who feel like I feel, you know, scared and I don't know what's going on and what's happening and what are these spirits. I'm going to help them so that they can know that they're fine. And I just finished doing my second Indigo Crystal parent, grandparent workshop, because I like to bring them in too. And to see the kids walk out of there thanking me and feeling regular and alive and happy, and the parents and the grandparents understanding what it is that they go through. And it was like, thank you, God. Thank you, universe. So that part is really in my heart. And I find it ironic that it was that I did the last workshop right before this horrific experience with all the children being shot. I wish I was there so that I could talk to them. It seems that that's a major gift that I have, and I think I knew that from the beginning, that I wanted to teach the kids, because I remember talking to little children when I was little and saying to them, how do you feel, as opposed to what are you doing, or anything like that. I must have known that kids have the most incredible feelings and knowledge and knowing, and I know you know this too, and we've got to support that, honor it, and I think that's the way the world's going, don't you?
You know, I've always seen, and that man James Twyman came out with the movie Indigo, and you know, when I saw that, it really spoke to me about where we were going, and I even knew that before the movie came out. I was reading books about the children even early on going, wow, that's me. I was doing this in my teens and in my early, you know, just as a kid, you would always go there with the, how are you feeling? What are you feeling? And, you know, really it's the truth. I don't walk around and just see a vision. It's pretty much like what you just said. You walk up to the child and you said, how are you feeling? It's literally like we walk that path. And I found that very interesting with you, too, that you walked around and you just knew, like, about everything. It's like everything would talk to you.
Yes, exactly. I don't know about you, but when I'm in the grocery store, I'm walking up and down the aisles, and all the kids that are in the cart, even the ones that can't talk, lately they're just reaching out. They want to touch me. They start talking to me, and the parent doesn't understand what's happening, and I will immediately respond to the kids, hi, how are you? You know, oh, I understand. Whether they understand what I'm saying or not doesn't matter, but their response is amazing, because I would imagine you find this, that kids and animals just know. They know the people who understand. And I'm excited about it. It's like, wow, it's really happening. It's really happening.
You know, when you walk into the grocery store, it tends to be like the Pied Piper, even for me. I'm wondering whose child goes with which mother, and you know, where does this go in the corner? You know, it's so funny, because I bet even at events that you do, you have the animals come up to you and start just, you know, oh, you know, all about me, and you know, they're just wanting to interact with you. I've had the same problem in a pet store. I don't have enough hands. Oh, pet me. Oh, how about over here? No, give me attention. And I'm like, okay, wow, this is getting big.
Right, exactly, exactly. I'll tell you one of the things that I have an issue with, and I'm such a truth teller that I like to put out everything. That some of the people that when I'm around all the animals and they're all just like, they just want to be with me and they're happy and this and that, some people have such a hard time with, well, why is that animal with her? And what about me? And all that kind of stuff. What do you do when that happens?
That's a very good question. So,
isn't it?
They're making more of a big deal out of, you know, that they're with the animal versus, you know, someone else.
Yeah. It's like a little kid. I want that toy. I'm not quite sure how to handle that. And I know you are the master or mistress of the animals communicating. And I'm actually asking that question.
That's a very good question. What I do is I look at it, you know, like, I mean, okay, a parent would say, well, that's my child. I own my child. You know, and the same difference with the animal. Well, that's my animal. I own that animal. Okay, to a certain degree, you know, you're biologically connected to your mother or your father, or, you know, in that case, the animal owner's mother or father or owner, or however you want to look at it. But you really don't own the soul. You know, the soul of the animal or the soul of the person is something that's separate. I love how, for example, one of my favorite indigo kids who can animal call, what she will say is, you know, well, I'm my own person. You know, I am my own soul. You may be my mom, but I am my own individual. So with someone who's like, well, this is mine and look at me, you know, it's really false relevance. It's sort of like the land. You know, we go through, well, we own the land and we own this. We really don't own anything. We just live on it, you know. So to look at that and go, okay, that may be the keeper, you know, who's giving them food and water and clothing. Even the real provider of mother being, you know, the two people who gave birth to you. I had a similar situation myself where it was very hard. It takes a village to raise a child, and it takes a village to raise the animals. It's the same aspect. You don't really own the child even, or the animal. They have their own soul, their own way when they grow and develop. You just provided for, you know, and they love you back when you're provided for. But the real key is the real mother even to all of that is the planet that we're living on.
True. You're right. Okay. You know what?
And
that's a good answer. Mm-hmm.
When you're dealing with someone like that, you say, okay, I don't see that person. You know, when they're acting out like that, it's even manners. It's being kind to each individual. When they're splurging this negativity towards you, you just look at them like, well, I'm funny, and I'm of love, and I don't get that. That doesn't, you know,
resonate
that's not my
with
vocabulary.
Me.
Yeah, so you look at the animal, and you love the animal, and you just send them love, and you go to the next thing. Because, and I see you from that viewpoint, that when you walk in there, you're like, well, that's certainly not the animal's soul, but I know what my soul is. And send that person love that they find their soul and what path they're supposed to be on.
True. Very good. Thank you. I needed that. You're terrific with that. Thanks.
Well,
you're welcome. Admiration society here.
Well, it's very true. And even in what you do, we are busy feeling things. Just like you said, when you walk in the grocery store sometimes, it's a great thing. The kids are interacting with you. The puppies are interacting with you in the store, or the dogs or the cats. But then you have your tendencies where you pick up on those feelings.
Right.
Oh, my boyfriend broke up with me. I'm having a bad day. What do I do? And, you know, I see you just going, I'm really sorry that, you know, this happened to you, but I know we can get through it, because you're such a truthful light to people who need that information. So what I see you doing, if you pick up on it, is you just send them this, you know, look, this is funny, or, you know, hey, I'm going to send you some love because that's what I do. That's the type of intuitive I see you being.
Thank you. You're right. You're right. That's really how I am. That's really how I am. I'm going to ask you a question, because this, do you pick up too much sometimes? Because this whole thing with the kids, I really had a difficult weekend. I'm sure there's so many people out there that felt the same way.
There are so many people that when they look at the situation that happened in that school system, what I can say is there were a lot of heroes that were there. And there were also a lot of people who were called home. It's very sad. I mean, even a good friend of mine was weeping when she saw it. But, you know, the one thing that we have to remember is even if it's taken at a time when we didn't expect that life to be taken, they're still there. They're not there in the way that we want them to be. My dog was never there in the way that I wanted him to be after he left, but I knew he was still there. He gave me signs. You know, if something bad happens, I simply go and start looking for a beagle. And if I can see a beagle puppy, then I know everything's going to be okay. Or even, you know, and it's the same with the children. The only way to find real peace is exactly what you do. Well, let's comfort that mother by telling them we see their baby and they're doing this. Or, you know, hey, they're still with you and, you know, they have their favorite animal or their favorite toy. That's what they're really looking for, is the reassurance that as a medium like myself and like you, you know, we can give them that reassurance of both animals and of people, you know, that were injured. And people are like, well, they were so young when they were taken. We don't ever know when we're going to be taken. We just know that this is a case that we live in, you know, like a capsule, if you will, or a cell.
Right.
And it's important to take care of it. But at the same time, you communicate with the soul also, which is really cool.
Yep. Did you see what I posted on Facebook? I just happened to see a stone angel. It was a child angel. And there was a snowball on top of its head and a snowball in its hands. And I got this wave of all the kids saying, "It's okay. We're actually having fun." And I posted it. As I say it again, Amanda, I have goosebumps all over because I could see them, hear them, and I knew it was how the message was supposed to come to me at that moment. So that was wow. Sometimes, you know, I will question myself, is it too soon? Should you do that? And that quickly, it goes away, and I just go for it because I trust my instinct. And I know everybody out there, whether you think you're a medium or a psychic or you're not, trust your instinct. I've never known it to be wrong for, I'd say, 99.9% people. Trust your instinct. It knows what it's talking about. It really
instinct
does. But that
definitely
was...
no. And I did see that you posted that angel up there. And, you know, the funny thing is that that's what kids do. You know, this time of year with the snow on the ground and with it being December, we're always thinking of Santa and the reindeer and what's going to happen. And you know, it's hard for us to go there and think, well, that child isn't going to see Christmas, you know, in the way that they could have encased in a body. And, you know, the belief is that, let's go to the next level. They get to have a big snowball fight and meet Santa Claus,
right?
Because that's actually real in a way that
yep.
people don't sit and take the time to go, oh, they get to meet Santa Claus in a different way. They get to go to the other side and really see the light and that Saint Nick was real as a saint and that, you know, all of these things are neat and they get to go with that belief that it's still right there. Just like you said, when you posted that message of hope, those people heard
mm-hmm.
that and got that and see that, oh, look, the kids are outside playing in the snow and they're having a good time.
Yep, that's exactly what I was driven to do. When I do my readings, it's amazing. I can hear, I can see, I can feel, I can sense. It's like all of the above. And occasionally, I will hesitate. But somewhere, somehow, people say to me, how do you know how much to tell somebody? I automatically know, I'm sure you do too, exactly the amount that somebody can hear, that the client can hear, is able to hear. And I get the feelings in my solar plexus and all over, but it's the movie that I see that really excites me because that's all I really loved growing up was TV, movies, and the movies in my head. And that's what I understood was how spirit gave me information. So anybody out there who thinks, well, I can't see, I don't get it that way, doesn't matter. Any way you get it is exactly the way you're supposed to get it. It just so happens that I'm inundated from every angle.
Right.
And as a little kid... That's scary. That's scary. So all those little kids out there, for the parents that may be listening today, when they tell you about their, what do they call them? Imaginary friends?
They're friends
about
that,
it.
That aren't, yeah, they're friends that, you know, they don't see, but they're there and they're sitting right next to them and they're talking to them
right.
and they're just talking and talking. Exactly.
Right, and they may be the grandfather who passed. They may be an angel that they've named. Ask them about it. That's what I always tell the parents to do. Ah, tell me about that imaginary friend. You know, and they're probably thrilled to talk about it because it's important. It's important. I always got, what do you know? You know, what are you talking about? So that made me feel, uh-oh, I'm crazy, I'm wrong, I'm this, I'm that. Not true, not true. And the fact that I have so much compassion for everything is probably why I love to talk to the children that way. My favorite are the teens. Oh, my gosh. The last program that I did, there was this 15-year-old boy, and he just sat there, legs crossed, arms crossed, everything crossed, didn't say a word, really looked, you know, angry that he was there. I just looked at him, and I said, hey, did they force you to come here? And he chuckled and said, yeah. And I said, you know what? I don't blame you for being annoyed. And then I kept seeing wood all around him. So I wasn't afraid to just put out, do you do something with wood? There's wood falling all around you. And his mother was there and his grandfather was there, and they start laughing. And I said, all right, what's so funny? Come on, I want to laugh too. And the boy opened up and started talking about how he loves to whittle, he loves to build things with wood, et cetera, et cetera. And the next 10 minutes, he couldn't stop talking about all the spirits and everything else. So, anybody out there, I believe in humor. If you want to make somebody feel comfortable, especially a teen, try and use some humor. And it, for me, it seems to work. Let's just send it out, you know, a little bit of information out there.
Well, the humor goes a long way because then they don't feel like it has to be all serious all the time, 24/7. And, you know, those ages are so open and innocent that, yeah, they can be serious one minute and you're seeing the serious side, but then you see, I mean, I met a little girl at an event here, and she moved, and she's going to be moving back with her mother, and she just could switch from this kid to this wise woman. I mean, you would see the kid in her for a couple of minutes, but then a couple minutes later, you'd look again, and you would think that you were talking to a much older adult, and I had to go, whoa, okay, that is really cool. And she was like maybe 6 or 7 years old. And then, of course, you know, I have my friend's daughter who's 14, going on 15, who can do the same thing. She can be very comical and funny 1 minute, and then you'll see her flip, Carol. She'll be totally, you know, the old lady who has this wisdom, and you're going, oh, my gosh.
That sounds like my Shauna. She's 12 now, and from the day she was born, she's so psychic, such a medium, excuse me, and she flips back and forth from being the wise woman, and I love it. I just love it because it's beautiful. The only thing I noticed, she tends to think that that's one of her responsibilities now, to assist in being the peacemaker. And I'm doing everything I can to tell her that's not her responsibility. Her responsibility is to just be peaceful with herself and enjoy life. I don't want her to have that responsibility, you know, ingrained in her. So that's another thing I've been noticing with these kids.
These kids will do stuff like that. They will totally take on the responsibility and think that that is their ultimate responsibility.
Job.
And I'm sure that if you had something to say to them, you would tell them, yes, it's okay to do that, but you can also have fun. I mean, you know, some things that you could maybe advise mothers with these kids would be wonderful, too, if you have anything you want to talk about there with that, because that's huge, and people need to hear stuff like that.
You're asking me? Is that what you're doing?
To share.
Okay.
Some things that you would recommend, because, you know, your wisdom is so important. And I mean, especially around the holidays now, people are going to want to hear, well, you know, we have these kids that do this, that do things like this. And I'm sure people would love to hear recommendations from you.
My recommendation would be, I have found that when I speak about myself and my experiences that I know the kids have, and I do it, of course, in a light way, but yet I make sure they know that this is for real, that seems to open them up to feeling, wow, oh, she understands, and I'm not alone. That's the biggest thing. When they come to me and they say, nobody in school's like me, and I know, I can feel intuitively that there's tons of kids there that are like that one child, I will often say, do you ever have the opportunity to give a speech in class, or I forget how they say it, oral talks?
Yeah, like oral reports or oral talks.
Oral reports, that's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they'll say, yes, they do. And I'll say, why don't you pick and talk about what you see and how you know things? No, they'll think I'm crazy. No, I can't do that. And why don't you start it? I always tell the kids, why don't you start it with, I'm a little uncomfortable about this subject. I'm not sure how you're going to get it, but I know for me it's true. Right off the bat, the kid releases the fear. And as soon as they start talking, some of the children have come back to me in the sessions and said, wow, I didn't know that Johnny felt that way and Susie felt that way and Mary felt that way. And it opens up a whole community of kids who are indigo and crystal children, and therefore the kid doesn't feel alone. So that's just one thing that I've seen results, positive results. Because they're afraid being, you know, who am I? I'm crazy, I'm weird, I'm this, I'm that. And if the parents can speak with the kids and talk about, let's say, something that they've experienced for themselves, it opens up for the child, no matter how old or how young, to say what they've experienced, as opposed to, well, tell me about. And tell me about, and what do you see, and all, and you know, point the finger at the kids. The kids, I believe, from my experience, rather hear about your experience, and then they feel comfortable chatting. So that's a couple things that I've seen have positive results.
Very cool. Now, if the mother and the daughter are, this is a good question. Say the daughter wants the mother to be more advanced, and she's really quite not there yet. I mean, here's daughter pushing, well, Mom, I want you to see, and Mom, I want you to do all these things. What would you recommend for a situation like that?
Funny you should say that. Last week I had 16, and her mother is just starting to understand. And I can see that the mother is super intuitive, but for whatever reasons has been afraid to voice it. What I recommend, find somebody like me or like you and have a session with the parent, with the kid, and let everything come out. Let the fact that the child feels annoyed, because that's the word that kept coming up in this session, annoyed that you're not as advanced and blah, blah, blah. And then the facilitator can say, well, we all have our own path and we all go, you know, how we go. But the more, I said to the team, the more you live that truth and not worry about what anyone else feels or thinks. The more you live it, the more your mom's going to understand and be able to allow herself to be that way, whatever's true for her. That made such a difference. I can't begin to tell you.
Right, kids like the they didn't told 180. That's great.
They need to see things, not just people like myself who have always been all visual. I have to learn visual. You can't tell me anything and expect me to understand. I have to see it, and if that means put it on an email so I can read it five times, that's just me. But kids like to see things. Even in role-playing, I do a lot of role-playing with everybody. And like I think I might have told you before, the only way that my powerful family, we're all number eights in my family. What can I tell you?
Oh, wow. That means, that's amazing.
I know. We all have master numbers, and we're all, you know, give me the stage kind of people. So it's not easy. It's not easy. It's not easy. What I started doing, and we all picked up on it, whenever one person was going a little over the edge, we would imitate them at that moment in a funny way. And, of course, the person starts to laugh because we all know our shtick and what we do. And that taught all of us, oh, I'm doing that, you know, get off my stage routine. Okay, sorry. And we would laugh, back off, and listen to the other person. So what I see is kids seem to learn better when they see it or have an example, even if it's in role-playing or you tell them about a particular movie that they love and you tell them about a character. Remember when that character would always XYZ, and they go, oh, is that what I do? It works from my experience with kids.
Yeah, from mine as well. If you remember a character from, you know, a scene and they know it really, really well, that will really get them to pay attention.
Yep, exactly. You know, they listen to lectures and they listen and do this, do that, you shouldn't, you're not, and I don't believe the word should be in the dictionary. But I know that they tune out. I tune out. I'm like a kid anyway, but I can tune out if there's too much data. I have a sister-in-law who she will tell you how to do something, and she will repeat the same thing 10 times. After the second time, I've tuned out the whole thing. And then I'll turn to somebody and say, all right, show me. Show me what she said. And that's when I learn immediately. And I noticed that most of the kids are like that. Occasionally, I do find a kid that wants the data. And I think what I do is I click on to remembering what my dad was like. He died when I was 18. And I couldn't listen to him either because it was the same, too much data for me. But I click into what I remember and how he was. He was brilliant. And I become him. And I talk to the child that way because I know that's how that child needs to learn. And it amazes me that I can do that. In a million years, I never thought I would be able to do that. But I don't know about you, Amanda. I have found in the last, I'm going to say, 6 to 8 months, I can do a million things that I thought were never in my consciousness to do. It's all about
focus.
Yeah,
I'm the same way. I agree.
Yeah,
I
an intention.
Same thing. Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I picked a card this morning from Mother Teresa. It's like I have 9,000 cards. I never know where I'm going to get my message from. And I just go with my gut. This is the one to pick today. And it said, do ordinary things with extraordinary love. And that's how I get to do things that I never thought I could do or say or feel or think. I just do ordinary things with an extraordinary love for, are you ready, for myself, meaning trusting in me that I am capable, I am focused enough, and I am smart enough to do it, because I never grew up with those messages. I learned to give them to myself. The more I trust in me, the easier it is to be. Oh, I think I'm going to write that.
That's great. We had a quote in the chat room here from a woman who says, I love that quote. I try to do all things with love. My little brother taught me that, she says.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Yeah, so I wanted to definitely share that because that thought is really so true for everybody out there that we can do things in that way. So I think that's just wonderful. Well, we're going to take a really quick break, but before we do, do you have any announcements you want to put out there, like events that you're doing, and you can give your contact information so people can find you?
Okay. Well, I've been doing a lot of comedian medium shows, and they have been the highlight of my life lately because I get to be funny and I get to do my medium work. And the next one is going to be in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, February 11th. And tickets are available at girlfriendsmagazine.com. That's something I've been doing and I love. And anybody can reach me at the Carol Tolan Psychic Experience.com or on Facebook or caroltolan@gmail.com.
Awesome. So Carol Tolan at Gmail. And do you have a radio show you do, too? You should announce that, too.
Yes, I do. I forgot. Too much data.
Lots of stuff. I know.
I know. I know. I'm doing so many things lately. My radio show is the Carol Tolan Psychic Experience. It's usually, sometimes I switch it to fit, you know, in other people who can't do it on Wednesday evenings, either 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, and I have all kinds of guests.
That's awesome. How exciting. Yep. So people can tune into that, too. Okay, well, we're going to go to a really quick break, and I'll bring you right back. And would you like to take some callers?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we'll take a really quick break. You're listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is... So we're gonna go to a really quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Carol Tolan. You can find her on Facebook, and we'll see you right after this commercial.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to GM Radio. I am your host, Amanda Dowell. Today we have special guest Carol Tolan. You can check her out on Facebook. Also at CarolTolanPsychicExperience.com. She is amazing. She's got all kinds of things going on. You can give us a call in at 347-237-5339. I'm running holiday specials. You can email me at starwaya@hotmail.com. We're back now to take your calls with questions, and we're going to bring Carol right back. She is amazing from New Jersey. So our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Now I'm going to go get my remarkable guest. Welcome back.
Hi. How you doing? I know I live in New Jersey, but for everybody out there, I'm from Philly. I'm a Philly girl.
You are a Philly girl. That is awesome. How cool is that? I have a good friend who's from Philly, too.
Really? Oh,
I do.
You can tell by my nasal accent. When I was my radio show, in the beginning, I was so afraid. Well, how am I going to speak on the radio if I have this accent, blah, blah, blah. And I spoke very differently, and I made sure that I was, you know, a different kind of a person, blah, blah, blah. And everyone would write in, what happened to the accent? We love it.
Aww. So it's well, I have a my friend kingdom. Has developed a Jewish grandmother character, and you know, she likes to feed people at the table, and she likes to make sure they get set up on a date. So it's really funny because she's got that accent with the Jewish grandmother to it. So it's really kind of cool from Philly also.
Right.
So that's pretty funny. So I'll have to get you guys together so you can laugh. It'll be a good comedy hour for you guys.
Well, guess what? When I do that comedy comedian medium, when I do that, what happens, a lot of the Jewish mother in me comes out. I don't even know it.
That's cool.
It's hysterical. I laugh at myself. I really do, because don't you believe anybody who laughs at themselves has a better time anywhere?
I really do. I really do. We have a question in the chat room from Beth Smith. She wants to know what her inner being wants to say to her. So like her inner self or her messages. What messages are there for
okay.
her?
Oh, wow. Woo. Real strongly, Beth, did this come forth. And, of course, I'm going to speak it the way I speak. Get out of your head. She's in her head. Way too much.
Uh-huh.
Way too much. She's got it all. She has everything, but it's like the chakras from the head down are floating. They need to be aligned because she just can't seem to get out of her head. Go in your gut, Beth. Your gut knows. You're making yourself, I believe, nervous and uncomfortable. That's the perfect word for you. Uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Can you ask her if that's true?
I'll validate that. I do think that
okay.
she has been in her head and she's been trying to get into her gut and you know, work with those emotions, and I know that she will. We also have another question in the chat room, and then we'll go to callers, from Anitra, who wants to know, do you have any messages for me?
Give me the name again.
Anitra, A-N-Y-T-R-A.
I'm going to tell, is it a her? I think it's a her.
Yeah, I'm picking up female, and forgive me if you're male and it's, you know, feminine energy, but it, you know, coming across as a female. Yes, same here.
Right. What I'm picking up is she can give us messages.
Mm-hmm.
She is so intuitive. She knows so much. Oh, I have goosebumps. She knows so much. It would be a wonderful thing for her to stop second-guessing herself. Everything is going to work out. She's a leader. She needs to lead, and if she's holding back, that's not such a good thing.
Yeah, she just needs to let it flow, let the messages flow. And she does second guess herself, and yes, she is a woman. I thought so.
Okay.
I had that
good.
Feeling, too, so that's wonderful. My friend Jennifer Barhomi is like that, too. She's very, very intuitive. She's in the chat room listening as well. She's a very, very gifted intuitive. And what's cool about her, like us, is she's where she'll walk up to you and actually tell it to you. You know, oh, I see this or I see that, so... It's a pretty neat thing, and Anitra just said that, you know, she does second guess herself. So that was a really good message. Thank you.
Absolutely.
You ready
Absolutely.
To take some callers?
Sure, I'd love it.
All right, our first caller is 708. You're on the line with Amanda and Carol. How are you?
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Carol. I'm so glad to talk to both of you.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi. My name is Lucy.
Lucy, oh, I haven't heard that name for a long time. Lucy.
Very nice
Lucy.
Name.
Oh, I love that name, Lucy. Are you a real Lucy?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes, I am.
No, not unfortunately. Thank you for being a Lucy. Thank you. I'm already smiling. I am smiling just talking to you.
Well, I would like to know what kind of messages are coming through. You know, it was really, really interesting that you were talking about how this weekend was. And for some reason, just my whole energy, everything was just so, oh, I want to say it wasn't right. The energy of the world just didn't feel right to me. And I want to know if there's any messages. I mean, I want to smile and I want to be happy, but part of me is just feeling so much going around.
Okay. Well, guess what I did this weekend? I pulled the shades down, put the TV on, didn't answer my telephone, cried, and stayed in bed. That's what I did, because that's what I needed to do, and I didn't fight it. I wish I wasn't that kind of person, but it's too late now. At this stage of my life, I've been... So whatever you needed to do or however you're feeling is exactly what you needed to do. Never make it wrong if you just want to shut down because it's for whatever reasons. I shut down because otherwise I'd have my eyes would be glued shut. You know when you cry
right.
too much?
Right.
Okay. And you have such a, what I'm picking up is you have such a childlike sense in your soul. It's beautiful, and you connected, didn't you?
Yes.
I know. You connected. Did you, let me, hold on a minute. Did you connect with one particular kid that passed?
You know, I think it's all of them.
But I'm picking up the initial C, S or C, because they could sound alike. That,
you know what?
That somehow actually, maybe connected with you.
I'm afraid to look at the pictures.
Okay. Okay. Don't. You don't have to. I'm just letting you know that you have enough intuitiveness, enough sense. That I have goosebumps again. You know, goosebumps are, what do they call them, angel bumps? That's always a given for me.
Yeah, they're significant that, you know, you have enough intuition to know. I agree.
Mm-hmm. And this is what's going on. You're compassionate and you understand. And no matter what we do, people such as yourself or myself, no matter what, sometimes it's just going to come through one way or the other.
Right.
And everything else in your life that may not be exactly the way you want it or a little on the scary side or sad side, it seems to be getting mushed in with the pudding of what happened.
Yes.
So,
oh, my God, yes.
You're so depressed about everything right now, right?
Yeah, just today. I mean, and I shouldn't be. I have no reason to be.
No. Wait. Go back.
Rewound it. Actually, yeah, there's more to that.
Yeah, and forget shouldn't. Forget the word shouldn't. It is what it is.
Yeah, okay.
You might not like it, but... I almost wanted to say, too bad. Who used to say that to you? Too bad.
Oh, my God. There's been so many.
What? Who said that?
Oh, you know what? Honestly, I can't think of one person, but I know I've heard it more than once.
Okay. All right. Well, you still have that tape going on. Too bad. Well, it isn't too bad. It is what it is. You know, I kind of like, I pretend that it's okay when I'm in that space. And I kind of say that, well, this is what it is. This is who you are, Carol. And that makes it not be a big deal. Try something like that, Lucy.
Well, I'm asking the angels for guidance, and you know, I just need a message to maybe a little kick in the butt, just something. I mean, because it is, and it's not, my feelings aren't that the children are okay. I know that. It is for everyone here that I want.
Oh, sure. Sure. Well, guess what? You can just put out that tremendous feeling of love, peace, whatever else works for you, for everyone. If you can feel it, see it, sense it, just let it happen and then let it go, girlfriend. I'm kicking in the butt right now.
Okay. Yeah.
That's your kick in the butt. Yeah. With love and humor.
Thank you.
Actually, I'm wearing these really soft shoes, you know, like little fluffy things. So there's no pain involved.
Thank you.
You're so
welcome.
Very light
shoes.
I
could see that. All right. Thank you for calling in today.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much.
Blessings.
Pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Our next caller is 972. You're on with Amanda and Carol. How are you?
Oh, hi there. This is Audrey from Dallas. Hi, Amanda and Carol.
Hi, Audrey.
I'm enjoying the show very much. Thank you. I would just like to say I live in Dallas now, but I'm very interested in moving to the New Mexico area and hoping to generate a career opportunity in that area, of course, to facilitate the move. And I was just wondering how far off I am from that. Do you see, or can you give me any messages around the changes that I'm seeking, that I'm in the process of manifesting?
What I see is nothing but good. You already see that, don't you?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Nothing but good. I wouldn't even hesitate to wonder. That's what I'm being told to tell you. Why wonder? Just, I got such a warm, fuzzy feeling. I am so visual and tactile, so that's why I feel things and things are like that for me. No, sounds dynamite. Really?
Yeah,
don't question this.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how soon it's going to be, you know.
Well, I can tell you what comes up for me.
Sure.
The initial A. So I can say April rather than August.
That sounds,
but it could be August, all right?
Okay, so either way.
But I think you can make it happen in April. Can you?
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, you will.
Yeah.
You will. As a matter of fact, when anything is a given for me, my guides send me either a neon or a red glitter star. And they have a red glitter star over April.
Really?
Can you imagine? Can you imagine what it's like being
That's
me?
That's beautiful.
It's crazy.
Wow.
It's going to be April. Yeah, by April, you will have done it.
That is awesome. I'm really looking forward to leaving it here because it's just not my right energy here. You know, I got the right man that I found here, but we'll take him with me, so.
Oh, that's even better. Wow. And he's willing to go?
Yeah, he's willing to go. He's ready for change, too. He's ready for change.
No wonder it kept coming up, nothing but good, all right?
Well, he's really in love, too, so, you know, I don't think that we'd be able to separate. So, you know, it's like we're inseparable, so. It would be tough to just leave him, you know, behind. I don't think I could do that.
You know what? It's here's the other thing. It's somehow going to be a smooth transition.
Really? You see it
smooth? Smooth. Wow. Mm-hmm. You want to know how that came up for me? So you can laugh a little bit.
Sure.
There's a particular chocolate bar. Can I say a brand name, you think?
Sure.
Okay. Lint, is that what it's called? Lint?
Linda? Oh,
no,
man.
L-I-N-T-Z. Yeah,
I
and they have they have a smooth, dark chocolate. It says smooth on the wrapper. And that's what flew in front of my eyes. And then the rest of the message came along with it.
Oh.
Crazy.
Well, this sounds
smooth.
Great.
Pardon me?
Sounds great, Carol.
Oh, good. Good. Enjoy. You're going to have a wonderful new life.
Yeah, you certainly are.
I'm looking forward.
You feel it too, Amanda?
I do. She's going to have an awesome life. I already see it.
Yep.
Well, good, because the last several years haven't been too awesome. So I think the old cycle's ready to go bye-bye. Cool. Well, thank you, ladies, and Merry Christmas. Lots of love.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, Audrey.
Thank you.
Blessing.
Happy New Year. Have a happy. You will.
Thank you.
Yes, you will. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
All
ooh,
right,
I
our
felt
next caller is, she's amazing.
Mm.
We'll go right
and
to our next caller, area code 920. You're on with Amanda and Carol. How are you?
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Carol.
Hi.
Hi, this is Amy calling. And
hi, Amy.
Hi. I'm calling because I've kind of gone through a really rough period this last year, 2 years, and I'm ready, you know, done a lot of healing, and I'm just wondering, can you see anything for me for 2013 or have any messages for me moving forward?
Let me look. Do you still have to do a lot of preparation? That's the word that came up. Preparation to move forward.
Okay.
I'm actually asking you.
Do I have? Well, I thought I had been doing a lot of preparation, and I feel like I'm getting towards the end of a healing cycle and ready to move forward. I just don't know what I'm going to do, like in the way of a career or anything like that.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Still here, as far as I know.
Oh, okay. Okay. That was weird.
That was odd.
I still feel you have more work to do on yourself, and you're not 100% there yet. All the work that you've done has prepared you for the little bit that you still have to do. I don't think the answers are there yet for you. I can tell you this. There are these two silly angels that are flying by with a banner that says to me to tell you, enjoy the ride. Are you making it difficult for yourself during this healing?
I have really have detached myself from the outcome. I have become recently, I don't know if it's all the energy going on or what, more a little impatient because I want to get moving and doing something. And I think I've had some more impatience. But, yeah, I'm kind of detached from the outcome, and I am ready to go on that journey and enjoy it, like the card you pulled.
Ordinary things with extraordinary love.
This is, you know, exactly where I want to take my rest of my life. You know, I don't want to go backwards in the lifestyle that I had at all. And the joy to me is in those ordinary things. So that really hit it on the head for me.
Okay. Well, the more you worry about going backwards, the more you'll create that. That's what I'm trying to... That's a perfect example of what I'm sensing. There's still some more work for you to do in learning to change some belief systems, messages to yourself, lighten up. That's the word I want to use, lighten up. Does that make sense to you?
Be a little more gentle to yourself. You're a little too hard on yourself. And, you know, you're healing from all of these things. So it's only a matter of time before things really start to happen for you. So just be a little bit more gentle, and it'll come a lot easier for you.
Okay.
Yes. Exactly. Very good. Exactly. That's the work I was talking about.
She's going through healing. She's going through healing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the work.
You know what? The little girl in you, she's not quite owning her worth. Does that make sense?
I think that that's been part of the healing process.
Okay.
Very much.
What I used to do when I was healing the little girl, I would actually pat my heart or just smooth my heart and say, "It's okay, Carol. Everything's okay." And I would nurture myself inside my head so that my subconscious would start nurturing the little girl that wasn't nurtured. That's what I keep picking up with you. It's just a little tiny bit, a little bit. Because you are so far advanced. You are on your way, though, to where you want to be. Little tiny bits, and then you're going to have all your answers for yourself. I don't think you know how powerful you are yet.
Well, I hope I come into it soon. I'm ready. And, yes, there's always work to be done, isn't there?
Patience. When's your birthday?
It's the 1st of May.
Okay, you're an earth sign.
Yeah, that
earth
explains
signs
a lot.
Earth signs need patience. Whereas I have 8 planets in air, I have no earth. I don't know from patience. I mean, patience is just, that's the way it goes. Oh, let's do it now. Woo-wee. So you're lucky. You're lucky. You have a little bit of, wait a minute. Let me think this out. I had to learn that the hard way. You're almost there. Trust you're almost there.
Okay.
Telling
myself, but days go by, they get long. Oh, and this horrible thing. I did the same thing. I just shut myself in and got all sad and closed out the world with what was going on in Connecticut.
But that was good. That was healthy.
Yeah.
Healthy for you. Healthy for you, correct?
Right.
Okay. There you go. So pat yourself on the back. People don't do that to you, so you have to do it.
Right. That's nurturing that little girl.
Doesn't it feel good?
Yeah, but, you know, you just wonder if... I don't know. If it's for you.
Why?
I was wondering if it's good. Well, because I was just so depressed and sad and, you know, wanting to send my angels to Connecticut and have them just hug everybody. And, you know, I don't know.
Well, wait a minute. So what if you were depressed? So what? That's how you needed to handle your healing at this juncture. See what I mean? Don't make it wrong. Don't use...
That's right.
Yeah, and I was so glad to hear somebody else was doing that.
Believe me, I'm sure there are tons of people doing it that way. Tons.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a couple emails from friends that I don't feel like going out, or I don't want to do this. I mean, like, it, with nitpicky kind of, and I knew where they were coming from. It wasn't that.
Mm-hmm.
It was
mm-hmm.
what was permeating through them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay. It's okay. When I stopped beating myself up for being me, man, I'll tell you, it's an easier life. It's an easier
life.
It makes
a huge difference.
Yep, yep. I was so used to being oops, it wouldn't even come out. I was so used to being beat up for the good stuff. I was a goody-two-shoes, all the good stuff. I didn't know it was coming from other people's insecurities or jealous or any of that stuff. I learned to just beat myself up for everything. And then when I realized that's not my real true feelings, hey, I'm taking care of myself, I'm making nice. When I started to do that, everything changes. Of course, we're all the same. We're all connected in one way or another. We all feel, and we all feel differently, but we all feel. So make it okay. Make it okay that you are you. Whoa, man, I felt like I was on a soapbox just then.
Aw.
Speaking to me, that's for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you, ladies, so much for your time.
Thank you.
And
for
your show today. That was very comforting.
My pleasure. Good. And I'm sending you hugs and kisses.
Thank you.
Same here.
Right back at you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Blessings.
Bye.
We have, it looks like, a Skype caller or a 111. You're on with Amanda and Carol. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. How
okay.
can I help you?
Well, I was wondering if there's anything special coming my way or spiritual.
Okay. Have you been sick or under the weather for a while?
Just for a little bit.
What's little bit?
Like a cold, stuff like that.
Okay. How long, though? Feels longer than it should be. How long?
A couple weeks.
Oh, okay. Did something happen that made you, and not what happened in, I'm not talking about what happened, you know, with the kids in Connecticut. Did something happen to you personally before you got sick that made you really upset? I don't know what it is, but I know something happened.
Pretty much.
Okay. Was it a loss?
No.
Okay. I don't know what it is. Can you tell me? Or you don't want to on the air?
Just a lot of confusion with different people.
Okay. That's creating... What was your question? Man, I just went down into, you know, like a hole. What was your question?
Anything special, something different coming my way in a good,
okay.
positive
okay.
way?
Okay. First of all, my belief is that you need to nurture your cold. When I say nurture it, I mean nurture yourself to get rid of the cold. Nurture yourself to deal with the angst that you're feeling prior to getting sick, because it's permeating your entire being. Detach. Can you detach from a situation and look at it differently?
I have.
Than being inside it?
I have.
Okay, all right. Detach, take a look, stop thinking, stop worrying, and when you physically feel better, let your gut tell you what to do next. That's what's coming through for me to tell you. I don't have any particulars. I have just that information, because I think the answer is simple, but it's it's not going to feel good until you sense that. Does this make any kind of sense to you?
Yes and no.
Oh, good, good. Okay. I'm picking a card right now. I'm not from the card people, but I don't know. Spirit said, have these cards handy. Here's what I picked, and it's also from Mother Teresa. I made her Jewish. We realize that we are accomplishing, I'm sorry, what we are accomplishing is a drop in the ocean. But if this drop were not in the ocean, it would be missed. That's how I feel. Every single thing that goes on with you, every single thing that you do or don't do, it's so important. Have you been feeling unimportant lately?
Pretty much, but
okay.
I healed myself
well,
from that. I just let it go. And don't worry about it.
You're as important as everybody else in this world. You are worthy and deserving of all the good. And that includes Amanda and me and everybody else. So why don't you write that and stick it up somewhere so you can read it every day. That might help you. That might help you because that's what I was just I've got these guides that are really funny, and they said for me to tell you that. And maybe you want to put it up on your bathroom mirror, they said. I don't know. Is that a good place for you?
Not really.
Okay. Interesting that I asked you that because I didn't get that. Interesting. And why isn't it?
I live with my family.
You what?
I live with my family, so nothing stays
okay.
Put.
Okay. Okay. Then how about in a drawer that you open up every day, maybe your underwear drawer, put it there. You need to see it, my senses. You need to see it. You need to be reminded. And the only person who's going to pat you on the back and who's going to be good to you is you right now, right?
True.
Okay. All right. That's what I'm picking up. That's what I'm picking up.
Yeah.
Is it a money situation, too, that's a big deal here?
Pretty much I'm looking for work.
Okay. Well, get rid of that cold, okay? And know that the work's already out there waiting for you. I just feel like you need, you know, to take care of yourself better. Nurture you. That's hard for you, isn't it? Seems to be difficult
for
you.
I take care of myself. I'm pretty much healthy as of now. So.
No, I don't mean healthy. I didn't mean it that way. I meant lovingly. Ooh.
Oh,
lovingly.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
All right. Add a little extra. It's all going to work out. It's just a matter of you changing your mindset. Your mindset is stuck in the, oh, poor me.
Not
that's
really.
Where I hear. I
don't
see
know what to
it. I see it there. It's time for you to just be. Oh, I don't want to say it. I was gonna say. Oh, I'm gonna say it because it won't go away. Be happy. Don't worry.
That's be happy.
Sucks. That sucks to say when someone's not feeling good. But you know what I mean, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, it's just change your mindset. You'll see. Cause
right. Thanks.
You're very powerful. I want you to know that. All right?
All right, thanks.
I wish I could have given you more specifics, but they're not there for me to say.
Okay, cool.
All right?
Thanks.
Okay,
thanks.
Honey. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we have one more caller.
Okay.
And our caller is area code 818. You're on with Amanda and Carol. How are you?
Hello.
Hello, 818. How can we help you?
I'm sorry, you were on mute and I was talking. Can you hear me now? It's Diane from California.
Hi, Diane from California.
I am so happy your patience and took me. And I just have a quick, no one's asked romance or love, and I met this guy and his name is Jeff. And I'm wondering if it will pursue further than just like kid playing around, fun flirtation. And we're far from kids. Carol, you know, I love that usefulness you give and that childlike.
Oh, thank you. Well, if you like that, you pick the right guy because he's going to be more of a...
taking care of, wounded.
Selfish. I said it. Self-absorbed. There you go. I was a little more tactful. Do you see that already?
Well, you know, I don't, but I don't spend a lot of time. We're just friends in, with groups of people, or we talk alone, but we've never gone one-on-one in a
mm-hmm.
setting where it would be more than friends. So I don't know that, but I understand. You know, maybe it's time.
You're better off with him, I believe, as a friend. Okay? He could be a fabulous friend. I don't
love that
see
idea.
The yeah. I don't see the two of you romantically as good as your friendship. That's what I mean.
I love the truth. And that sounds cool. And thank you, ladies. And you're so over time. I just, that's all I needed. I love it. Blessings.
Fabulous. Where in California are you? You're my favorite place in the whole world.
Oh, Southern California, Calabasas, exactly, which is the San Fernando Valley. Do you know that
right.
at all?
I certainly do. My son and his family live in California, and they were going to move there, but they're in... somewhere on top of a mountain, I don't know, but I just love California.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your time, ladies. My God's blessing on being rude. Goodbye.
You're welcome.
Aw, thank you so much.
Bye.
Blessings. All right, Carol, that was our last caller. Thank you so much for working with me today.
You have the most fabulous callers. I loved it. And you're incredible beyond belief. And this was... a joy beyond joy for me. So thank you.
Well, it was a joy working with you too. So we'll have to stay in touch and have you again.
Absolutely. And you're going to have to come back on my show.
Absolutely. I'm excited.
Good.
I can't wait.
Good. All right. Thanks so much, Amanda. Anytime. Love you. Love
All
everybody
right. love
out there.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Come check out Carol Tolan. Blessings, everybody. Love and light. We'll see you next week. On WGGM Radio, Monday, 11 a.m. Central. I am your host, and I'm running specials this week. You can email me at starwaya, starwaya, at hotmail.com. We'll see you next Monday, same time. Merry Christmas, and enjoy the rest of your day. Until next Monday.
Feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter.
Stronger, stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely. difference with you and me and how we see the trees and the fish in the sea. It's a big round world, it's a beautiful world, we call it home, this old world. From America to Australia, we're looking for a peaceful world, peaceful world. It's time to be a brother, a sister and a mother, a friend, a spouse, and a lover. Treat each other well, no one is going to hell. Teach love, not hate. It's a big round world, it's a beautiful world, we call it home, this old world. From America to Australia, we're looking for a peaceful world, peaceful world. There's a lot we can do,
there's a lot we can do,
even if it's just a kind word or two. Sometimes it's just asking why. Stand up for what you feel is right.
It's a big round world, it's a beautiful world, we call it home, this old world. From America to Australia, we're looking for a peaceful world,
peaceful. Like a cancer, I think it's time for a change. Let's shake hands instead and put the guns to bed and embrace our differences.
It's a big round world, it's a beautiful world, we call it home, this old world. From America to Australia, looking for a peaceful world. It's a big round world, it's a beautiful world, we call it home, this old world. From America to Australia, we're looking for a peaceful world.
Peaceful world.
Thank you.